Happy New Year! Welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. Monday, the 9th of January, and the first 3D Thoughts of 2017. Have you started all your resolutions? One of mine is to lose 10 pounds. I've only got 15 to go. But let's move on with three ideas to help you maybe get 2017 off to a great start. And the first one is to look at this thing about your people, particularly your middle managers, if you have them. Gallup research suggests that the people with engaged workforces have far higher levels of productivity, customer service levels, lower staff turnover, and improved profitability. But one of the things they've also discovered is that there is a clear gap between the ones that do it really well and the ones that don't do it so well. And apparently the 70% of the variance between the top 25% and the bottom 25% is about the quality of the company's frontline managers. It's the guys in the middle. Many businesses don't and aren't supporting them. Research from Deloitte shows that these first-level managers receive on average only 34% of the leadership development, training and funding compared to the higher level, and only 20% of senior people. And what it's quite clear about is that most of us have got middle people in the business, whether they are managers or not. And it's about involving and engaging them. And I see in the best businesses that they get them involved in things like recruitment, business improvement initiatives, and asking for their opinion and ideas. Are you maximising the potential of your frontline managers? Just to let you know, if you're local and you might be interested in our ALP programme, the Accelerated Leadership Programme, aimed at helping those sort of people, you'll see a link to the website with the details of that. Get in touch if you're interested. But go on, deal with your middle managers and help them maximise performance of your business in 2017. Idea two is to do something about this, and this is all about customers. And this is about looking forward. I came across a great article by a guy called Shep Hyken, who's a great guy who talks about customer service stuff over in the States. He identified a number of key trends for 2017. And you might say there's not many real surprises there, but something worth highlighting. Personalization is a key differentiator. More and more customers are actually wanting customers to be recognized by the businesses. And I think it's whether you do it through technology or people. It's about making sure that people feel valued. The phone is being used less and less. Artificial intelligence, a thing that's coming up, allows businesses to make better decisions. And more people are using chatbots, which is this whole idea of online text conversations. Interestingly, more and more businesses are actually using technology to do this, not just people. And customers want things faster, whether that's inquiries, quality of their complaints needs to be handled quicker, and response times need to be much quicker in terms of what's going on. The research suggests expectations will continue to get higher in 2017. What are you doing to meet them, or even better, exceed them? If you want some ideas on how to do that, there's a free ebook, Customer Delight as Competitive Advantage, which again you can download from us. But go on, find ways to exceed your customers' expectations in 2017. And the last one, idea three, is we're often talking about resolutions and looking forwards. Sometimes I think this time of the year is just a great time just to maybe take a few minutes out to go, what was 2016 like? And I don't mean what happened to Brexit and what happened to Trump, but your business. What did you do well? What did you individually do well? What really worked for you? What are the things you're particularly proud of and pleased about? Just take time out maybe on your own or at your next team meeting just to evaluate what those things are. Maybe more importantly, what can you do to build on them? Have a great 2017 and we'll look forward to seeing you again. Bye.